This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310 if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. A couple of important pieces of information to take away from today's show, of course, is the website for Class Financial. That's classfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number at Class Financial. Don't forget that first appointment at Class Financial. It's complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Class Financial. And we are joined this morning in studio by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Class Financial. How you two doing today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how are you today?
Great. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done for your wife, John?
Oh, well, well, well. I'm better than most years.
We're keeping our eye on you.
Yeah. It's a good time of year to get that. And it's, fun time of year as we think about some of the holiday shopping and Christmas shopping and all the other great stuff going on. And let's talk a little bit about, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, which is going to be about health care costs and the effect it may have on your retirement income. And what you need to know there. One of the great things we've been doing, speaking of great opportunities for gifts, is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Each week, a fantastic prize. This week, got a chance to win a $25 gift card for Lowe's. And a little tip, if you listen closely to the show, typically the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. But before we get rolling on today's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and do both the question as well as the answer from last week.
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, big thanks for everyone who listens and all that called in last week. We had quite a lot of phone calls, and congratulations to our winner. That was Richard of Poignet. So congratulations. Last week's question was, in 2018 and 2019, how much money are you allowed to gift per person? And we multiple choice was 10,000, 15,000 or 20,000. Richard had the correct answer. It's $15,000 per person. So again, thanks everyone for listening and calling in.
And don't forget, we'll do a new one this week. Again, a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Lowe's for the Kloss Quiz Question Week coming up this week. So we're going to talk about the impact of rising health care costs on your future retirement income. And let's talk a little bit about some of the basics, some of the things that people really need to keep in mind about this stuff.
Yes, we want to spend some time today talking about this one big mistake that we see people making, whether they're clients of ours or not, as it pertains to planning for retirement. And that is not appropriately planning for health care related costs. So many people have been blessed. They work for employers who offer health insurance to them, maybe them and a spouse, or them and their entire family. And the employer usually will cover a portion of the employee's cost, if not all, and then again, may offer benefits for spouses and children. So it creates this, I hate to use this word, but I'll use it anyway, this perversion of what the true cost of health insurance is, right? Not really knowing what that is, or misunderstanding might be the better word. And so we want to just talk through. It's awesome if you've been blessed that way, but if you're going to retire before 65, which is when Medicare kicks in, and we'll talk about what Medicare is here in a moment, but if you're going to retire before 65 and you or your spouse do not continue to carry group health insurance, then figuring out how you're going to cover that gap between retirement and age 65 is a big deal. So here's a few things to be aware of. If you do retire before 65, you typically... If your employer offered group health insurance, you'll have the option to take on what's called COBRA. COBRA is offered for 18 months after you retire, but it's fully out-of-pocket cost to you. So, you know, when you say, well, I was paying nothing for health insurance, and so now I'm going to take COBRA, and that'll cost me nothing. No, 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 no. The employer will give you the extended group health insurance through the employer, but you're going to pay the full boat of it, which you might be surprised at what that cost could be. And so a few other things to consider then is, obviously, if you take that COBRA, will that COBRA extend until you reach age 65? Again, what is Medicare? It's the federal health insurance program for people age 65 or older, and then certain younger people with disabilities and end-stage renal disease. But once you get into Medicare even, so people go, oh, I get it, you know, age 65, that's the promised land. And we do use that language, by the way. That is a big deal relative to retirement, is getting yourself to age 65 for federally subsidized health insurance. And yet there's this whole complex, confusing world of Medicare. As a matter of fact, for those listening, if anybody wants to call in and talk about that for a moment or ask a question about the confusion of Medicare, we could do that. But there's Part A, which is hospital insurance. There's Part B, which is considered medical insurance. And Part A has no cost to it. Part B usually costs $134 a month or more, depending upon your total income. And between Part A and B, it covers usually around 80-ish percent of the costs of healthcare. So people go, well, what about the other 20? Well, this is where you might get into a Part C plan, which is Medicare Advantage, or a Medigap policy, which is a Medicare supplement. And then you have Part D, which is prescription care. Do you see the point, right? It's quite a bit going on. And I will say this to you. If you get with a good consultant and they know what they're doing, Medicare can be the best, cheapest insurance you'll have in your entire life. It can be. Or if you talk to your neighbor and they say Medicare has been a disaster, it probably means they didn't figure it out right on the front end, made some poor decisions, and now are paying the price.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they are here to help. And when we talk about this type of stuff, I know there's oftentimes a lot of questions. Great opportunity to get in and get on the air and get your question answered right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. So you mentioned COBRA, and I almost feel like anybody who doesn't understand their benefits package should have to pay COBRA for like a quarter of their life, because COBRA is, if anybody that's been through it knows, it could be very expensive. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and you know, I think the acronym COBRA, it sounds kind of not like a friendly term to start with, and we kind of like to unravel that. So COBRA actually stands for the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. So that in itself sounds not so nice. So we'll go back to the word COBRA. And as CJ explained, most the federal government requires that most group health plans offer that if they have at least 20 employees. So if you work for, you know, a mom and pop type of store, that option may not be available to you. But believe it or not, we have had people come into our office who have told us they've left their employment because they decided to retire and they didn't give a second thought to health insurance. So it sounds hard to believe. It's absolutely true. So that's why we really want to pound this out with everyone this morning, to look at all your options. So if, in fact, you do decide to elect COBRA, as CJ mentioned, normally it's for 18 months of coverage, but it can be extended for up to 36 months based on different situations. So that's important for people to understand, especially if they get laid off. Also, understanding that the cost, as CJ mentioned again, is mostly out of your pocket, and there may even be an admin charge put on top of that. So can be quite expensive. One thing we see that people do miss, though, is other opportunities for coverage. Many times we hear that the person actually served in the armed forces at some point, and they casually mention, well, I could take VA benefits. And that's like light bulb. There's a possibility of getting some health insurance coverage through the VA, and that may be the answer here. So you want to look at all options. And finally, if you don't have COBRA available, we do have the Affordable Care Act. And some people question how affordable it is. It has gone through the roof as far as premiums the last few years. But the point is that you don't have to qualify for it. So right now, the average cost of health insurance for an individual between the ages of 62 and 65 is more than $400 per month. And again, that's obviously determined by deductibles, income, type of coverage, and age and gender. So if you're talking about maybe two of you retiring at before the age of 65, it could be as much as $800 per month. So again, we want to research all your options, see which one might fit best for you.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Steve checks in. Steve, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Yeah, I have a quick question. Is there an income cap to be able to apply and get Medicare? And if you don't take it at 65, can you sign up at any time after 65? Say you had enough money to cover your insurance till you were 70. Can you sign up at that point in time?
Great question, Steve. So is there an income cap for Medicare? I'll start with that one. So your Medicare Part B premium, which is typically reduced from Social Security. So some people will say there's no cost to Medicare Part B, and I go, no, there is. It just comes out of your Social Security income. So Medicare Part B is based upon your income. So most Americans pay $134 a month per person out of Social Security for Medicare Part B. But if your total household income goes over certain levels, that can go from $134 to $187 to $250. It can get all the way up to $400 a month. It's one reason why planning is so important, because some people will take large distributions from their IRA in a year and jack up their income. And then the very next year, their Medicare Part B premiums go through the roof. So there's not income caps as much as your income affects your Medicare Part B premium. Your second part of that question, I'm blanking on it. What was the second part of your question?
Can you apply after 65?
Oh, yes.
Say you had enough to cover yourself through, you know, your COBRA till you were 70. Could you then apply for Medicare?
So Medicare is driven by what are called qualifying events. So when you initially qualify for Medicare, which there's a number of different qualifying events, Steve, I don't have time to go through all of them, but you could call into the office later and I could tell you. But if a qualifying event occurs after you're 65, at 67, 68, which could be, hey, I was working until I was 67 or 68 and I had group health insurance and then I retired. When you first qualify is the easiest time for you to get onto Medicare. Now, if you retired at 63, but just chose to pay for other types of insurance and just bypass your qualifying event at 65, you could be a little bit up a creek at that point. So you do want to be aware of when you first qualify, when that qualifying event occurs, and then try to sign up at that point. But again, call into our office if you have more questions, Steve.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And that clears open a line. If you have questions, 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. A couple of links there also to things like the podcast. Also signing up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just get to klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Randy will take your call next, as well as everyone else's calls, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions, give us a call now. I'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Randy checks in. Randy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi. Recently, I became involved with my mother's financial affairs, who was 85, and found out she has never had medical Part D. And apparently there's a large penalty for not having this. Can you give me any update on how we handle this or the penalty part of it?
Well, Medicare Part D, if I heard you right, Part D is prescription plan, and there wouldn't typically be a penalty for that. That's an optional. But Part B, Yes, there can be. Malia, can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, Part D, if that is what he said, there should be no penalty at all. And I'm kind of curious, after all these years, how you're even coming up with the possible of a penalty for even the Part B, because she's probably been on it for 20 years, I would imagine.
Yes, she has been, and she's always had a supplement, and mm-hmm. that's covered part of her. But the issue came up when we're looking at that. She apparently in 2006, you're required, if you're on Medicare, to have Part D. Is that your understanding?
It's not. Oh. Not Part D. Part B might be differently.
Yeah.
Might be different, but Part D is prescription drug plan. And our understanding is that is optional, but you might be hitting a gap in our knowledge base here, Randy. So
okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, I appreciate having me on the line here.
Absolutely.
Have to pursue this further. Thank you.
Yeah, Randy, thank you for the call. And let's go now to Kevin. Kevin, welcome to Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas.
Hey, timing is everything. I've got an insurance agent, a friend of mine, coming over this afternoon to try and sell me a Advantage policy, one of those add-ons. And he said the most popular plan's about $130 a month. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, are the plans pretty much all the same from company to company? And is $130 a month for a person reasonable?
Great question, Kevin. How do I answer this? So Medicare Part A, again, is free if you're over 65. Part B is typically about $134 a month, and it's pulled from Social Security if you're drawing Social Security. Otherwise, it's out of pocket. And then Part C is the Medicare Advantage portion. Now, Medicare Advantage plans are sold by private insurance companies, and there's Medicare Part C, and then there's Medicare Supplements, a.k.a. Medigap policies. Medicare Advantage plans have some pros to them. They're typically a little bit cheaper than Medigap policies, but Medicare Advantage plans also have some deductibles and out-of-pocket costs that Medigap policies do not. Now, if you were asking me about Medicare Supplement or Medigap, I would say $130 is about spot on. That's typically where we see it. If you're asking about Medicare Advantage, that would sound expensive. But finally, is it true that all companies, it doesn't matter what company you're buying it from, since it is private company sold? And the answer is yes. This is one thing people get wrong all the time, is that once you're on Medicare Advantage or once you're on Medicare Supplements, the companies must, by law, cover the exact same things. So now it matters what Medicare Supplement number you get, but beyond that, by law, they must cover the same thing. So really, premium is the biggest driver of what coverage you should get. So I know I covered a lot there, Kevin. Short show. We try to slam in as much as we can. Feel free to call our office later on, and we can give you some direction if you want it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
And thanks for the call, Kevin. And that telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637 at Kloss Financial. Real quick, let's talk about out-of-pocket. And I think for a lot of people, that becomes a significant question about, you know, how do I know what figuring costs in retirement? What am I going to pay? What do we know about those kind of averages there?
Yeah, according to a Fidelity estimate in April of 2018, the average couple retiring today at age 65 will need about $280,000 to cover health care and medical costs in retirement. It's a big number. Now, again, this includes some elements of long-term care costs at the very end of life. So the vast majority of that estimate of cost might be an estimate of like the last 1 or 2 years of life as costs really spike at the end. But either way, it's something for you to kind of raise your eyebrow at and say, I need to be aware of having some money set aside for those medical costs.
Definitely. Definitely something to keep in mind there. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do our Kloss quiz question of the week as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial as we do each and every Thursday morning. Don't forget, if you have questions throughout the week, you can always call Klaus Financial 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. Also, don't forget, there's no charge for that initial appointment at Klaus Financial. That is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. As we're kind of going through and talking about this stuff, and I know, say, one of those areas that a lot of people have a lot of questions, kind of the takeaway with this, and we start talking about some of these out-of-pocket and costs and some of these figures. You mentioned the numbers as far as the average retiring couple. What are some of those other kind of important bullet points, those important things to note when we have this conversation?
Well, I think the takeaway today, hopefully, is that, you know, this big number, we said 280,000. We usually, you know, things usually always end up costing more. That's just the bottom line. So what we'd like to see for our clients is understanding that this is really something to inquire about now. A lot of great questions got called in this morning to kind of be looking at this whole topic. Start budgeting for this item now. So we have a lot of retirees. They're getting ready to transition out of the workforce. They do forget to budget for this because they're kind of forgetting that their health insurance has been kind of taken care of for a lot of people by their employer. So they need to take a look at that. And maybe at their current employer, they should be putting away a lot into an health savings account, HSA, if that is offered at their employer. We did want to point out this year, if you are a family in 2018, you can put away as much as $6,900, and that's actually being raised to $7,000 for a family in 2019. So there's also HSA catch-up contributions and an additional $1,000. So the point is put away money specifically that could eventually be used for to cover some of these gaps in health care. Number three really is stay healthy. Take charge of your own medical care and do the research. And our final takeaway today, which is actually a really good one, is make sure you're seeing a good dentist. It sounds silly, but the point here is that dentists often find evidence of cardiovascular disease in your gums first. And so, again, the idea is we want you to be healthy as you enter retirement. We want you to be able to pay for your health insurance by some means, but we really want you to enjoy retirement being as healthy as you can. So take that advice.
Fantastic advice, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And you want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Lowe's. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a 2018 Fidelity study, how much do we estimate the average couple retiring at age 65 will need to cover their health care and medical costs in retirement? Is it $100,000, $280,000, or $700,000? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Lowe's. And don't forget as well, that is Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.